The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
It's all about the game. It is all about the game. Not Triple H, but it's about the Lions coming up here on WTK. The pregame starts at 11 o'clock right after us. And our final segment today in the playground, wrapping up discussions on Michigan basketball, the development of the offense, my thoughts on Derek Walton as a point guard and where Michigan will need him to be mentally and progression-wise as the point guard for the Wolverines, as the Wolverines get ready for Big Ten play. We're talking about the Lions today and their chances to make the playoffs and win the division with the Giants on the docket later on today. Again, pregame coming up here in WTK at 11 a.m. Well, our final segment of the day, and we'll wrap it up with Lions talk and score predictions as the Lions, a crucial game with the Giants to finish with the Giants, and then the Lions have the Cowboys on the road and then the Packers at home. And where do you guys see this game going? How do you see it playing out? What do you predict as a score today for Lions-Giants?
I believe they're going to go left to right on the field on your dial, on your radio dial right now. But I do believe it will be a close game through halftime. We'll see how the rushing yards go for the Lions running backs. If they do very well, we'll see it as a closer game. But you're going to have to put Slay right on Odell Beckham. You're going to have to. If you do not, he's going to just eat you alive. And Slay, he's came up big play Slay at the end of those couple of those games to help them win a couple of those games. He's going to have to really mirror him all the time this whole entire game, because Beckham's one of the best. And if you don't, then you're going to be taken advantage of, and they'll be able to throw over top of you. The Giants' run game is a little beat up, just like the Lions. So Eli's going to have to make, he's going to at least have to move somewhat. I think the battle of the running game, the one comes out with the most yards, will win this game.
I totally agree. I think it is going to come down to the run game and the run defense. I mean, really, you have seen in the past couple of weeks with the Lions defense, Ziggy Ansah has been suffering from a couple of injuries. I mean, last week he had a shoulder problem. We'll see what happens. I mean, it really does come down to who's going to have the better running game, whose defense is going to play better. Somehow I find the Lions coming out with the edge on this one as well. It's going to be a tight one, as it has been for every Lions game this year, with the exception of the Saints game. Go Saints. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be a 27-24 victory for the Lions, and they go to 10 wins on the year.
All right, Tony?
I'll say 24-21 Lions.
Okay. I think to what Jay-Z was talking about and Miz, it's going to come down to defense today. Matthew Stafford, we don't know the total information about his injury and what might happen today in the elements today, but the Lions defense has been very, very better, very much improved the last few weeks. Since week 7, guys, the Lions have allowed 16.4 points per game. That's a marked improvement from where the defense was to start the season. And of course, we have linebacker DeAndre Levy back in the fold for the Lions defense. So he is, of course, a big important cog for the defense and what they're able to do to maybe shut down the Giants offense, shut down Eli Manning, force the Giants to do other things offensively in the game today. That will wrap up the playground for this morning.
Before we sign off, a useless stat as well. Apparently, with a win today for the Giants, their first 10-win season since 2010. Useless stat.
Yeah, Giants win.
There you go. Misler in the research department. That wraps up the show today. Thank you to Matt Misler, to Josh Zinke, to Tony O. This is Jeffrey Childs saying have a good day. You've been listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
Giants win.